Sisters by Susan Kalman. Right, you have to make a decision. Who will it be?
Shania Twain, no question.
Oh, please, Lady Gaga.
Madonna wins every time. Sorry, still getting used to the gaze.
Well done all. Excellent answers in the category of female divas who should present the Today programme. Next up, which television show would most benefit from the addition of an audience vote leading to the elimination of one or more participants?
Prime Minister's Questions. Yeah. There'd be nobody left by the end.
Yeah. Anything with Piers Morgan?
These are quite detailed quandaries, Susan.
Well, I thought it might be safer than one person choosing the music.
Actually, that is a good idea. You have a rather overwhelming obsession with hardcore rap, sis.
It's because I'm from the ghetto.
You're from Peebles. The most frightening noise you will hear is the neighbours tutting when you forget to put the bins out.
I flirted with gang culture when I was younger.
You were in the Brownies.
I'm still scarred by some of the things I saw.
I remember you got your hostess badge. Learning to fold napkins is a valuable skill for a gangster.
Well, I suppose you could fold one into a gun.
I prepared these questions to prevent arguments about who gets to choose the playlist.
Well, most people would let the driver choose.
Well, thank you again for getting us the van, Blake. Without you, we wouldn't be able to clear out Mum's storage container.
Yes, well done on being the only person who could reach the pedals. Have you ever actually driven one of these before?
No. I'm quite enjoying it, actually.
Well, I, for one, I'm glad you're here for this wonderful family reunion, Blake.
Susan, don't start.
Sorry, you're absolutely right. We're going to have a smashing day. Mum's on day release sounds like a lovely Enid Blyton book, doesn't it?
Hey, come on, more questions, please.
Fine. Do you think that a leopard can change its spots?
No. Not unless it managed to combine its DNA with another animal, which is unlikely as it doesn't have opposable thumbs and so couldn't use a syringe. To inject itself with DNA. I suppose it could get help from a monkey or something.
You just couldn't help yourself, could you, Susan?
It's just a question.
No, it's not. It is a passive-aggressive way of letting me know that you don't think that Mum has changed. Well, she has.
Depends on the kind of monkey, though. Lemurs are incredibly stupid, so you may not trust them with a medical procedure.
I just don't want you to be disappointed again.
I know that she has been unreliable in the past, but I think she's got a real fright this time.
Oh, sure. The first four times she ended up inside were just a bit of a laugh, and the two escape attempts were, that's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
People can change, Susan. A friend of mine couldn't get a job because of diversity quotas. He was a man, so he dressed up as a woman and did really well until he realised he wasn't being true to himself.
That's the plot of Tootsie, Blake.
Sometimes Dustin Hoffman feels like a friend.
Yeah. The jury's definitely out on that one, yeah.
Honestly, listen, you need to give her a chance. If you go in there with your negative attitude, she will sense it. We have to be supportive.
She's just let us down so many times.
But she's getting this day release for good behaviour. I mean, surely that tells you something about how she's doing.
Is that the turn off ahead?
Yes, yes, that's it, take it.
Watch, I'm unsecured in the back here.
But listen, I choose to be optimistic and all I want is for you to do the same. So please, for me.
Here we are. Doesn't look like a prison, does it? Looks more like a Lidl.
Who knows, Blake? It might be one. I mean, austerity Britain and all that. Prisons doubling up as supermarkets. Next up, hospitals that are also taxidermists. You never know.
Promise me, Susan, you will try, please.
Well, fine.
Please.
Fine, as long as you know I'm doing this for you and not for her, OK? Oh, Beyoncé.
What?
Yeah, she should definitely present the Today programme.
I'll give you that one. Right, let's go and get Mum.
Do you think you recognise her?
She's been in prison, Blake. She's not had facial reconstruction.
Oh, this is tense. It's tense, isn't it? This is tense. Too tense, tense, tense. Oh, look, the door. The door's opening. The door's opening.
Is she the one with the hat?
What, the one with the hat who's about 17?
Oh, sorry, I've never been good at guessing ages. My career as a barman came to a premature end when what I thought was a stag night turned out to be a school trip. Of 13-year-olds, they seemed very mature, but they couldn't handle Sambuca.
She's there! Look! She's there! You just can't see her because she's so tiny.
Imagine our family being like a living set of Russian dolls.
Oh, look, she looks well, doesn't she?
Oh, doesn't she? Just almost as if prison to her is nothing more than a restrictive B&B.
Mum, it's me! Hey! Woohoo!
I can see that, sweetheart. No need to make a scene. Where's your sister? Oh, there she is. Come and give your mum a big hug. Oh, Susan, my little noodle.
Get off.
Who's the hunk?
Where?
Him.
Hello, my name is Blake.
And is that your van, Blake?
I borrowed it from my friend Dave. If it's damaged in any way, he said he'll break my legs.
Well, we'd better be very gentle then. No visible marks. I can be very gentle, you know.
Thanks. I only have third-party insurance.
I love a man with a dangerous side.
The only side of Blake that's dangerous is downwind.
This is going to be a long day.
I haven't seen one of these old vans in a while, Blake. Do you like classic models?
The more computers become involved, the less reliable the machine becomes. My mum always told me, never buy anything you can't fix with your own bare hands.
Oh, my. That's why you're so masculine.
No one's ever said that I'm masculine before.
They must have.
No, it doesn't count if they're being sarcastic.
You okay in the front there, Mum?
Fine, thanks. You okay in the back?
Yes, absolutely. I can't have your bag getting damaged, can I?
What's in there anyway? Is it the crown jewels?
It's some cupcakes.
Yeah, right.
Me and the girls in the rolling wing have been making some cupcakes for the old dears at the home. I get to deliver them in person today.
Oh, well, that's so nice, isn't it, Susan? Isn't that nice? It's
yeah,
nice, isn't it?
I suppose
nice.
So, yeah.
Is that what you do when you're in prison, Mrs. Corday?
Oh, call me Annie, Blake. I'm not your mother.
Sorry, Annie.
Prison isn't the bed of roses that people think it is.
Yeah, really? Really?
I've had time to think, Susan. And I have thought about the pain I've caused, about what I'm missing in the outside world.
Aw, will you get a wee taste of it today, Mummy? Oh, God, I can't believe it's been 3 years since we saw you.
Let me have a good look at you, Fiona. My God, did you buy that jacket in such a snug fitting, or have you grown into it?
Thought it looked quite nice.
I bought it for her.
It would look lovely on you, Susan. You suit red.
So, just a Double Elms home then, Mrs. Corday.
I told you to call me Annie. Don't make me spank you.
I think I'm gonna be sick. Hey, bet you're top dog in the prison, Mum, eh?
Well, I am respected by my fellow prisoners. They look to me for guidance in certain matters.
Just so pleased you're here, getting out and about.
It makes a lovely change.
Yeah, but you're having fun studying for your degree, right?
Oh, yes, it's a hoot.
Yes, so she can get a job when she's released, Susan.
Oh, really? Really? And on what kind of a job can a 5-time convicted fraudster get? Politician?
Just stop the van here. I like to help people, Blake. If I have one fault, it's that I care too much.
Yeah, about yourself, mostly.
I won't be a mo.
Will you stop? What? Well, you know what? Just give her a chance. She's dropping off cakes at an old people's home, for heaven's sake.
She seems lovely. The way you described her, I was expecting a cross between Cruella de Vil and Katie Hopkins.
People are often taken in by her demeanour.
Right, right, she's coming back. Now, you promised me that you would make an effort.
Fine.
I bloomin' mean it.
That's the good deed done for the day.
Where to now?
Straight to the storage facility, Blake. We need to clear it out today.
I told them that I'd pay the bill when I got out, but they wouldn't listen.
I think it'll be fun, raking through all the old stuff, lots of lovely memories.
I mean, I don't know what we expect to find. I mean, we're all just a mirror image of our parents, aren't we?
Your sister has her father's genes, Susan. He was from peasant stock. You take after me. I'm descended from Scottish royalty.
I love this story. Mum, tell Blake. Tell him.
Brace yourself, Blake. This is quite the fairy tale.
Hundreds of years ago, my family were part of the most powerful clan in the country. They ruled the land with a firm but fair hand.
Like Game of Thrones.
Less nudity, though. Scotland isn't a climate that's suited to the naked form. You could lose a nipple before breakfast.
One day, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was assassinated by a disgruntled chambermaid. If he'd just been nicer to the help, I would have been the Queen of Scotland.
And I would have been Princess Fiona.
Like in Shrek.
It's amazing, isn't it? But for that one chance murder, we would have been in charge of the country. You know, apart from the inevitable revolution that would have led us to the gallows, clearly.
Mum, you would have been a benevolent and kind queen, though, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Sorry, the idea of us being the royal family of Scotland is laughable.
Of course, by now, one of you would have had to have produced an heir and a spare.
Don't look at me. My body is a temple with security gates protecting it.
Well, I would have done my duty, but I suppose I would have had a bigger pool of men to choose from, wouldn't I?
You've got quite a catch on your doorstep, it seems to me. I bet you'd sire some healthy offspring, Blake.
My height would certainly cancel out some of the more immediate size issues that your family face.
Again, that is their father's fault. When I met him at the dancing, I didn't know he was wearing Cuban heels. It was only on our wedding night I realised I'd married a man who could wear a thimble as a hat.
If we're so disappointing, maybe you should have some more kids then, Mum.
That ship has sailed, Susan.
My womb is as dry as an open packet of roasted peanuts that's been left in a hot car.
Oh, I've lost my appetite a bit.
Oh, look, we're here. Now, remember, the manager is letting us in for a couple of hours out of the goodness of his heart, so we're going to have to be quick, OK?
Let's find those family heirlooms.
Amazing!
Oh, great, it's Bargain Hunt crossed with Jeremy Kyle. What a lot of fun.
Get away!
Are you sure you want to get rid of those dungarees?
Oh, yes. Heavy-duty corduroy was never really that sensible a material for an all-over jumpsuit. There was so much friction when I moved my legs that I could start a small fire.
Add it to the pile, then.
Well, there's a lot of clothes in here.
Well, you've got to let go sometime, haven't you? Out with the old, in with the new.
I'll take them to the charity shop on the high street.
You're such a dull, Blake.
Hey, macho man. Remember last time you went into one of those places? Just take them and dump them. Don't get involved in any conversations.
I won't. It's not the same shop. I won't make the same mistake.
Don't be so harsh on the boy, Susan.
Oh, he has form. Last time he went to the charity shop with some CDs, he came back with a broken rocking horse and a lot of gingham. They see him coming a mile away.
In and out. No chat.
Do not buy anything.
Roger that.
Right. Now we've got rid of all the old clothes, let's start on the fun stuff.
What's in the trunk over there?
Oh, let's have a look then.
Oh, my wedding dress. I forgot I'd kept that.
Oh, Mum. Oh, it's beautiful.
I held on to it in the hope that one of you might have worn it on your special day.
Oh. But I got married, Mum. You didn't mention that you still had it.
I thought you might be a bit chunky for it.
I'm a size 12.
Maybe in Marks and Spencers.
Oh, look at that chair. I need a chair. No, Blake, don't do it.
Hi there. Can I help you?
I have some clothes for you. I'll just leave them here.
Thanks. What's the rush?
That's a lovely farce. How much is it? No, Blake, no.
Just put the clothes down here and I can have a look at them.
I can't. I have to put them here and then leave.
Calm down. This is a charity shop, not a speed dating event. Are you worried you'll end up buying the whole shop or something?
I have issues with self-control.
Well, you'll be fine in here. It's not like we're jam-packed with bargains or anything. Just wait a moment while I work out the gift aid. You do want us to get gift aid, don't you? To help people. It won't take long.
I suppose it's important that you get full tax relief.
That's right. Just a bit of paperwork. Why don't you start at the front and work your way back? No pressure to buy anything. We're just a charity shop. Saving lives. No pressure. Just 5 minutes.
I could have just a little look around.
Yes. 5 minutes. You're only browsing, aren't you? What's the worst that can happen?
Just browsing.
Just browsing. Just browsing. Why not browse near those lovely things?
In that
that box?
Hang on, hang on. It's either Christmas decorations or Mum's crimes extended to kidnapping Santa.
Oh, we should keep them. Oh, look. It's the little angel that I made for the top of the Christmas tree.
Yeah. I stuck a photo of my face on it.
You always were my little angel, Susan. So graceful and pretty.
And me. I did ballet. The teacher said I was the best second understudy swan she had ever seen.
Oh, I remember. I could never forget about you, Pudding. If you hadn't been born, I would have got my dream job, moved to London, and I've had a completely different life. But I have you instead, my little accident.
Where there's blame, there's a claim. No, actually, please, don't sue me.
You made partner yet?
Not yet, no, but my boss says that the next time there's an opening, then I will be in, maybe with a shout of being considered for it.
Must be strange for you, Mum, you know, having a daughter who's a lawyer when you're in prison.
Oh, don't tell anyone about her. I tell everyone that she ran away from home in 1988 and we don't know where she went.
Hang on, there are loads of things in here wrapped in Christmas paper.
Let's have a look.
Oh, what is it?
I can't believe these are still here. You remember that year when I went on holiday in December?
You mean when you went to prison?
I thought you didn't know.
Well, the police came to the house, Mum. They searched our bedroom.
Were you not staying at Uncle Pete's?
Nope.
Whoops. Well, I know exactly what this is. I meant to give it to you. I saved up for months to get you these.
What is it?
Roller boots? Mum!
You never stopped talking about them when you were wee.
Oh, Susan, they're the dark blue ones with the yellow stopper. It's the ones we wanted.
Oh, it is, wow.
Yeah. No, do you remember we used to glue bottle tops onto our trainers and they look quite realistic?
Not the most practical, though. I went straight into the fire.
We badgered Mum every year for these boots.
I'm sorry I didn't get the chance to give them to you, but I did think of you. I wanted you to be happy.
Is it just the one pair?
It's all I could get. And they're a size 13.
Right. I'm a size 3 and she's a size 6.
I bought them 30 years ago, to be fair.
So, we've got the garden furniture.
Missing the padding.
Which is why you've got 10 scatter cushions and you can make matching covers out of these vintage jeans.
And that's quite easy.
Easy as pie now. You have this electric sewing machine. Excellent make as well.
I'm still not sure I need the bowler hat.
Excuse me? When was the last time you saw someone walking round here with a bowler hat on?
I've never seen that.
Exactly. You, sir, will be an eccentric.
I do like the sound of that.
Now, all I need is your signature for the gift aid for the clothes you dropped off and £145 for the goods you bought and we can load up the van.
Oh, that's quite a lot of money.
For charity. It's for charity. What else are you going to spend your money on? Frippery? Nonsense? You will be saving lives. You're a hero.
You're right. I am a hero.
Now, are you sure you don't want this Dayglow orange ski suit?
It is for charity, isn't it?
Absolutely. And people will see you coming a mile off.
Here he is at last, the great lumbering idiot that he is.
You sure you want to keep all these winter coats, Mum? They're all moth-eaten.
Oh, yes. Just keep them in the bin bags for now. I've got an idea what I'll use them for.
Oh, no. Look at his face. He's been buying stuff at the charity shop again. I told you not to speak to anyone.
There's not as much room in the back as there was.
What did you buy? Oh, is that the whole shop?
Just some bits and pieces. And remember, it's for charity.
Garden furniture.
For the good weather in the summer.
You don't have a garden, Blake.
I'm sorry, I've got no self-control.
Right, let's just get all this stuff in the back of the van. We can just sort it out later.
Sorry, Susan, I just find it difficult to say no in a charity shop.
You're just a boy who can't say no, I get it. Just lift some boxes.
Well, we've got a few more hours before we have to be back at the prison, Mum, so what do you fancy doing? We could go for a walk on the pier, do a bit of shopping.
I want to go to the George.
You're not allowed to go to the pub. That's part of the condition of release.
I need to see Uncle Pete.
Is that your brother, Annie?
Oh, no. We had a few Uncle Petes when we were younger. There was Uncle Pete with the eye patch, Uncle Pete with the runny nose, and Uncle Pete with a limp. Limpy Uncle Pete.
He's the one I need to see.
Oh, come on, Susan, let's go to the pub.
No.
Oh, boo, boring.
Yeah, when did you get so square?
Boo.
Blake.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
Why do we need to go to that dump.
I want to catch up with a couple of people, and it'll be fun. We can do a bit of karaoke.
Oh, please, Susan.
Fine, let's go to the pub.
Yay!
Maybe we can sing a duet, Blake. Something sexy.
Some people say I sound like a young James Blunt.
Perfect.
It's mainly deaf people that say that, though. It's mainly deaf.
He has a fairly pronounced limp.
He told us it was a war injury. Truth is, he slipped in a kebab shop in Carlisle.
Your mum and him are having a pretty intense conversation.
Well, I think it's nice that she still has friends on the outside.
If I was in prison for a while, it would keep me going knowing you two were there for me.
Yeah, of course we would be, Blake. Yeah.
It's been fun today, though, hasn't it? I mean, even you have to admit it, Susan.
Well, I suppose it's been nice seeing her. And it was very sweet she got us that present, even if it took 3 decades to give us it.
We should do something fun for her.
Well, like what?
The karaoke, of course. She loves it. Think of a song that would really make her sit up and take notice.
Smack my bitch up.
You're sitting with two feminists, Blake. Have a think.
I'm every woman.
It's a little bit boastful and fundamentally untrue. There are several women we are definitely not.
Kirsty Walk. She's just the one woman, but what a woman.
How about something older? Mum likes a tune from the 80s, doesn't she?
Good point. Kylie.
Too high-pitched.
Sonia.
Can't do the Liverpool accent.
Sheena Easton.
Oh, shut up, Blake. That's stupid.
Hang on. Mum used to tell us that she knew Sheena Easton.
She also told us that she was almost cast in The Bodyguard, but Whitney Houston picked her to it.
No, but don't you remember? In front of the 3-bar gas fire, dancing away to Modern Girl. Even Mum joined in. I mean, I know you fell in the fire, Susan, but apart from that, it was a wonderful moment.
It really matters to you that she notices you, doesn't it?
Yeah. It'd be nice, you know, just for once, if she looked at me and thought, wow, that's my daughter.
Then I'm with you.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I'm out with a convicted criminal in a dodgy pub at 1 in the afternoon. Let's up the ante a little bit. Let's just go for it.
I'll go and see if they have it.
Thanks for doing this, Susan. Means a lot.
Sis, I'd do almost anything for you.
Thanks, I think.
They've got it. I paid the DJ the fiver so that you can get up anytime you want.
It's a free karaoke, Blake.
If I'm honest, I didn't really know what she was saying. I think she might be a bit drunk.
Come on, sis, let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next act.
The Cordy sisters.
The court. Some women.
Look, she's noticed. Mum is looking at us. She's looking at me.
Oh, sure, what you're made of.
He wakes and says hello. Turns on the breakfast show. She fixes coffee while he takes a shower.
Go on, sing it, Harper, Fiona.
She walks through the door.
She's coming up, she's coming up with stage.
She's been through this movie before. She don't build a wall and a single man, but she's getting by doing what she can.
Join in, Mum.
She needs me to be what she wants to be. All she wants to be is a modern girl. Na 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 na. She's a modern girl.
You've got some moves, lady.
Why, thank you. Best second understudy swan, remember?
Next stop, Strictly.
You should go on the X Factor, all three of you.
Oh, Blake, I don't think anyone wants to see little old me on their television.
Apart from Crime Watch, I saw you on that.
Oh, they got that awful old woman to play me. That's why they didn't catch me, you know.
I do not know what to say.
I've had such a lovely day, girls, and I'm sorry I haven't been around as much as you wanted. Oh, look at you, my two girls. Come here.
Oh, I'm all teary.
Come on in, Blake. Rest your head.
Sure.
Just here.
Family is amazing.
Those bin bags, Susan.
You can't take them into prison, can you?
I just need them for a minute.
All right, here you go.
Ta.
Oh, it's been a great day, Mum. I can't wait until you're out for good. Maybe you can come and stay with us for a while.
Do you mean that?
Oh, it'd be brilliant.
She can't have my bedroom.
We can sleep on the couch, Susan.
I can't sleep on the couch. I need my memory foam mattress.
Don't bicker, girls. And don't worry about me. I have plans.
Oh, like what?
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, stop sounding so suspicious, Susan. Mum has changed.
That I have, Fiona. That I have.
Oh, Mum, this has been the best day ever.
Just remember to stick together, okay? There's nothing more important than family. No matter what anyone says about us, or asks about us, or writes about
us. Sorry, what?
You have to stick together.
Family sticks together. Come on, Susan.
Oh, you're right. Sorry I've been a bit grumpy with you, Mum.
Oh, my girls, I love you. Just pull up here, Blake. Just for a moment.
Sure.
No. Forward a bit. Forward a bit. Stop.
Are we meant to be this close to the building?
I can see this view from the window of my cell. Me and the girls have often wondered what it would be like to be here.
It's a rubbish view. All you can see is the motorway.
I know.
Shouldn't you be going...
Shh.
What was that?
Why are there people jumping on the van? Stop jumping on the van! I don't have insurance!
Oh, God, they're coming!
Mum, why are there three women running away from the prison?
I left my glasses in, cell. I can't see a thing!
Oh, my God, it's a jailbreak!
Bingo! That's my daughter! Right, see you girls later. Love you!
Get the leg up now, quick!
What's happening?
Oh, that's the guards noticed.
How many women are there?
Oh, four, I think, when Mum's using the coats to get over the fence.
For an older woman, your mother is quite nimble. The way she vaulted over that fence was spectacular.
Is that limpy Uncle Pete in a car?
Yes, it is, yes!
And they're off!
Oh, what should we do?
Given that we just helped four women escape from prison, I think driving in the opposite direction would be a good plan.
Let's just go home.
Sorry, Fiona.
It's okay. She is what she is. Suppose I just have to accept that.
Well, look, it's a lovely evening. Let's buy our own roller boots that fit us.
Yeah. But on the plus side, did you hear what she said?
What?
She said, "That's my daughter."
Oh, silver linings, eh?
Can we just make a quick stop first? The lady at the charity shop texted me to say that she had a canoe I might be interested in.
Just drive, Blake! Drive!
You've been listening to Sisters by Susan Kalman. It starred Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen and Nick Helm, with Siobhan Redmond and Gabby Best. The producer was Paul Schlesinger, and it was a Hattrick production for BBC Radio 4.